The budget process for the fiscal year that starts up in July will look a little bit different this spring because of uncertainty with state funding decisions.
I think this is a placeholder. I think this is definitely not the, how the budget's going to look by the time it gets to, you know, absolute implementation.
That's Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht. He's expecting the Borough Assembly will vote on some version of a spending plan this spring, and then we'll have to revisit that budget this fall once the Borough knows more about decisions from the state government. The proposed placeholder budget would increase spending in the general fund just over 1% to more than $9.5 million. The budget is balanced, but it assumes that state funding and other revenue remains around this year's levels. The manager and assembly have been discussing the possibility of spending cuts for months to prepare for that loss of state money. Giesbrecht says this spending plan includes unfilled jobs he doesn't expect will be funded in the end.
You know, there's the police sergeant position. There's a new EMS coordinator. It's not a new position, but it's not one that we have filled at the moment. There's a part-time IT person and several other people and situations in there that, by the way, I just don't think we'll make the final cut, but we really don't know at this point what the assembly wants to do.
The budget proposal also eliminates $80,000 in contingency money used for unforeseen expenses in past years. Community service grants would be cut 10%. That's for KFSK, the Clawson Museum, and Mountain View Food Service. Funding to the Chamber of Commerce also would be cut 10%. The local contribution to the school district would be flat funded at $1.8 million, and as drafted, the budget does not reduce hours at the library or community gym and pool.
We have not put in any kind of expectation that we'll reduce hours in facilities, although I expect that to be a conversation that the assembly has either Wednesday or in the future when we get down to going back through it again.
The budget does end snow removal outside of the old city limits. It would also cut some travel for the assembly and borough manager, and it would cut a payment of over $4,000 to the city of Kuprinoff. However, under the proposed budget, spending would be up in many general fund departments, including police and fire, public works, community development, the library, parks and recreation, and the borough attorney. For the second year in a row, the general fund would also pay out $150,000 to the assisted living facility. From the municipality's standpoint, the two biggest question marks for state funding are raw fish tax and school bond debt reimbursement. If the state ends those payments to municipalities, Giesbrecht explains, the borough's budget may end up looking a lot different.
If we have to go down that one, and that's the biggest threat right now for us to have to do massive spending cuts, my guess is, you know, some of these open positions would be permanently removed from the budget. That gets us part of the way there. And then we're looking at lots of little stuff. I mean, I would assume the assembly would give us kind of carte blanche to go figure this out and then bring them something back to them. We internally, we've talked about, you know, reduction in hours all over the borough and, you know, small incremental stuff that adds up enough to get us close. We have a little bit of room on raising the mill rate, but we don't, again, do not know from the assembly if that's an alternative they want us to consider.
Property taxes could be raised to pay for school projects if they're no longer reimbursed by the state, and the end of raw fish tax also would impact the budget in the harbor department, which could mean rate hikes there. In addition, the cost for service with local utilities like water, sewer, and electrical could be on the rise in future years. Some have already had built-in ongoing annual rate hikes, and Giesbrecht says those will be looked at again.
All of our enterprise funds, except for assisted living and elderly housing, will be going through rate studies next year. That will determine in the future if we are looking at rate increases. I would say, we're concerned about sanitation because of recycling. It's going to be a big topic at some point. It's not turning around. It's very popular here in town, but it's also, if we're trying to cut, you know, money, it's a cost for us. And so we're going to have to take a hard look at that at some point.
In addition, the borough has already started charging a fee for customers paying their property tax using a credit card. It's possible those fees could also be extended to other borough services, depending on a number of factors. Meanwhile, capital project spending would be relatively limited for the borough, with most of the proposed projects in repairs or upgrades to the electrical grid and water and sewer systems. Some of those would be paid for with reserve money or state loans. A covered shelter at the library could be built using donations to the new library project. Repairs and maintenance at the community gym and pool will be paid for with money from the borough's property development fund. The borough is also budgeting for further design work for upgrades and repairs at the Blind Slough Hydroelectric Plant, along with replacing the trash and solid waste baler. The budget proposal is already posted on the borough's website. The borough assembly will hear a presentation on it April 17th at 6 p.m. in assembly chambers. It's scheduled for its first of three votes on May 6th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.